Welcome to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Christmas, pick up a fragrance for a loved one from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Sliding into your... Oh, no, we call this something. Shigs and Giggles.
Oh, Shigs and Giggles. Yeah. We do too. Saturday morning's best of version of the podcast and the show through the week.
Saturday morning what?
I did like when you said that before.
What?
Saturday morning what?
Oh, you like that?
It's fun.
Saturday morning what?
Maybe we should call it that.
Well, we can have a discussion about next year, maybe.
Absolutely.
You can always get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. This is your weekend podcast.
Yes.
Will, what do you got?
Do you want a long-form poo story?
Yep.
Oh, sure. I love a poo story. I'm on record.
We've had so many. Good morning, Shiggy Pop, Coke Can, Papi, Trish, Viv's Mum, Fingers, Flap Diggity Dog, and Crumple Stiltskin.
Crumple Stiltskin.
Oh, Crumpets. Oh, that's a nice new one for Crumpets. This is from Tyler. Seeing as though the poo stories have been getting so much traction on the pod this week, I need to send over the poo stories to end them all.
Okay. Oh, this is great. This is the definitive poo story.
I think it's only one.
That's a big call.
It's a poo stopper.
It is a big call because I've heard some great poo. I've been involved in a couple of the big poo stories.
We know.
Yeah.
We've had two of the best on this podcast this year. This happened to Tyler's best mate. He had somehow managed to snag a date with a girl he had his eye on for a while and was incredibly excited. He'd booked a fancy seafood restaurant for their first date, had his best tarot cash shirt on and was looking $1 million.
Seafood. You've got to be so careful.
Seafood and tarot cash.
I mean, bad muscles ringing any bells?
With an oyster.
I'm still stuck on tarot cash, sorry.
Tarot cash. Just above Roger David.
Hey.
After an hour or so of sucking down oysters and eating prawns the size of your fist, it was time to drive the lovely lady back home. It was around this time everything started to go pear-shaped. He began to cramp up in the guts and knew it was only a matter of time before things got worse. Mm. As they arrived to her house, he knew that there was no more waiting and asked if he could come in and use her bathroom.
Oh, no. Just go home.
I think it was a code brown. I don't think
it's an emergency.
Nah. Nah.
How prominent Noni is in this story. It's just sitting there.
Noni loves this one.
Once they got inside, she pointed him in the right direction, knowing there was mere seconds before a fiery eruption.
Oh.
He started to peel his pants off on the jog to the toilet. Unfortunately, this was not enough to avert disaster.
Oh.
As he closed the toilet door, he couldn't hold it in any longer and began to spray the floor.
No.
In the mad rush to get as much in the toilet bowl as possible and to minimise the damage, he managed to step in it, slip over, smash his forehead on the toilet bowl and land completely in his own shit, all while continuing to paint the floor brown.
Is this Ben Fordham?
No, it's not. It's Tyler. After hearing the loud crash in the bathroom,
Tyler,
his date came down and opened the door to check on him.
Open the door.
Oh my God.
She heard a loud crash.
To find him in a pool of shit.
Only to find him lying on the floor, pants down to his ankles, bleeding from his forehead in a puddle of his own shit.
Oh,
the only words he could get out was, call an ambulance. Call an ambulance.
Oh, my God.
Ambulance came, took him to hospital and left his date to clean up the very stinky mess.
No.
Did he marry her at least?
He was diagnosed with a stomach bug, a concussion from the fall, a heavily bruised ego, a ruined tarot cash shirt and a very sore sphincter. After all of this, he somehow managed to get a second date and 8 years on, they are married with a young son.
Yay!
That is a great story.
Great story.
That's really good.
Thanks and giggles.
Yeah, so it certainly was.
Yeah. Get in touch with us with more stories like that at Marty Sheargold Show. Here is your Shigs and Giggles for the weekend from Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
Are we talking about this bloke?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Holy hell. This is a French man who's had part of his hand chopped off to chase his wild dream of becoming a black alien. Ooh. I don't understand any of this language yet, so let me work through it.
Right.
I'm not sure how offensive I've just been. Anthony Lofredo has also split his tongue, covered himself head to toe in tattoos and piercings, and even cut off his nose. Oh, my God, he has too.
Yuck.
Oh. He's cut his, like, the end of his nose off, so his nostrils are just two holes in his face.
He must get terrible allergies.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
You'd have to put a little bit of gauze or something over that. tea bag.
It looks like a mask. It looks like he's been to the fancy dress shop. and Troy, still
he's also had his upper lip removed. What the hell is going on?
Imagine seeing him walking towards you on a dark night.
Well, he was quite a handsome young man.
He was.
In the early days. He's had his eyeballs tattooed. That's very dangerous, apparently.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. Yeah. I met a girl at the shops who had tattooed eyeballs, and I was so intrigued. She noticed and she was like, yeah, I've had my eyeballs tattooed.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I wasn't going to say anything, but gee whiz, strong decision.
Were you really staring at her?
Sort of.
Quite confronting.
It was, they were like turquoise. I'm like, what's strange going on?
The whole white?
Yes, the whole white. It was really quite confronting. Anyway, she told me she'd always wanted to have it done and I was like, oh, well, lovely to meet you, turquoise. Slowly on. He's had both of his ears surgically removed. Holy hell. In order, all of this is in order to look more extraterrestrial.
Well, he's achieved that.
Mm. Hoping to look less human. He's also had dermal implants put in his face. They're those bones, I'm assuming.
Have we got this on Insta?
I'm not sure.
It is on Insta.
Well done, Crumpets.
Yeah, thank you, Crumpets.
Imagine being his mum.
Oh, yeah, and he comes home for Christmas.
It's just a phase.
What are we feeding the alien today? You're having flies? Get ready. Your
mom says hi. Jinx, it's okay. Quizmaster Will, three things, we've got to work it out.
Three things. We all play this,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, we do, yes.
Hence it's called three-way.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought it was because it was three things.
No, it's because...
No, it's a combination.
It's a combination of things. Yeah. It's three things and we have to guess what they have in common.
Comment.
no accents, please. And it's not 2020. When accents on the radio died, DC. Just last year. God, I used to do a fantastic Indian accent. Those days are over. Theme train.
Yes.
What do these three things have in common? Lauren and Troy and myself are playing.
Yeah. That's it.
Are you scoring, Matthew?
I think Will can score, but I can score if you like.
I usually just remember.
Shout out to Matthew like he was my great-grandmother. Yeah. And have you had your chicken, Nan?
Gravy?
Eat your chicken, Nan.
Where's my teeth?
Eat your chicken, Nan. Nan can't hear me. Can you ask Nan to eat a chicken?
Nan, can you eat your chook?
Eat your chook.
Eat your chook.
An example would be Colonial, Telstra, Etihad.
Stadiums.
Yes. Docklands Stadium naming rights. That
and
sort of thing.
If I'd said stadiums, you may well have said to me more information.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I get the opportunity to answer, no one else can answer.
Yes. Certainly not me.
No.
Because I don't do that.
Here we go.
Number one. Bendigo, Macquarie, Commonwealth.
Banks.
Marty got Banks first.
Well done.
Marty's on one.
Well done, Marty.
I'll just cross-check that with Matthew. Good to go.
That's correct.
Yeah. Thank you,
the adjudicator.
Question two. Packham, William Bartlett, Bosque. Ooh.
Printers!
No.
Oh, that's
Packham, William Bartlett, Bosque.
Are they pears?
They are pears! Hey!
Oh. I was going to say apples.
I would have been wrong.
Fisher Paykel.
Well, you would have been wrong too.
Hips don't lie.
Is it the hips that lie?
Oh, Marty's
on
two.
We can win it here.
And I think calling you Nan is something I really like.
What's the score, Nan?
You are like a Nan.
Sure is.
Marty's on two.
Thank you, Nan.
I don't think anyone's swept this before. This could be the
first.
Well,
I never get ahead of myself, mate. I never assume anything in life.
No. Oh. Question three. Robert Downey Jr., Benedict Cumberbatch, Henry Cavill.
Marvel movies.
People who played.
Incorrect.
Superheroes.
Incorrect.
No, because.
Incorrect.
Hang on, I wasn't finished.
Sounded like you were.
No. People played Iron Man.
No. She was on the right track.
Have another go, Joyce.
Give me them again, please.
Robert Downey Jr., Benedict Cumberbatch, Henry Cavill.
Oh, I've got no idea.
Oh, Henry Cavill plays Superman.
They
wear red.
Superheroes.
They wear red. Red superheroes.
Specific. No, they've all portrayed Sherlock Holmes.
Oh,
very good. Of course.
No points. Still on the.
Yeah, Henry Cavill was in the one with the girl from Stranger Things.
Mm. the Netflix movie Enola Holmes.
Ah.
Mm.
Still 2 points to Marty.
Yes, Marty can still win it.
Yes.
Jail, go.
Monopoly!
And chance Monopoly spots. Well done, Lauren.
Monopoly.
Troy, you
only narrowly missed out then.
It's the first time I've seen
Troy
angry at a game.
You were good. You were very good.
Got still to the so tape with that one.
I definitely got in.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to the tape with that. I'd save you going to the tape on one a little bit closer than that.
Here we go.
Okay.
Marty on two, Lauren on one. Sir Donald Bradman.
Oh, but this is...
Lee Matthews. Betty Cuthbert.
People that have statues.
Yes, Laura. Oh! Outside the MCG.
I don't accept it. This is why I never assume anything.
Never assume.
Oh, okay. Here we go. It'll be a tiebreak. Troy can still.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Still with it.
Swan. Derwent.
Rivers.
Rivers.
Australian Rivers. Marty wins it.
Yeah.
Marty. Very good.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. What are the
chances? Life's strange coincidences, Marty.
Yes. I hate to use this example, but I always do. Dad bumping into my piano teacher in the middle of London.
Yeah.
It's those kind of moments in life where you go, what are the chances?
What are the chances?
What just happened? Yeah. You know, where you really sit up and go, God, life's a funny thing. What?
Yeah.
We're doing this today and we love doing this because Eliza sent a message to our Instagram and...
We did do this on the podcast and
correct.
We said, this is radio worthy.
This is radio worthy. For people who aren't well versed in our podcast, we do new content at the beginning of it and new content at the end of
it. Yes. Yeah.
And that is often people getting in touch with the show. I mean, do yourself a favour, the Listener app.
Yep, Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R, and get in touch with the show at Marty Sheargold Show on Insta.
And Will usually rolls us through all that sort of gear. And here's a what are the chances from Eliza that came through on our Instagram. And as Lauren said, we discussed in the podcast. When I was 21, I had a rather bad car accident. I was T-boned and ended up in hospital for a while. When I was hit, I remember trying to get glass off my tongue, but then lost consciousness. I recovered eventually and went on with life. Fast forward 20 years later and I'm working in a small town in Country Vic. A man walked into my work for an appointment, looks at me and says, "You were in an accident about 20 years ago." Confused, I asked how he knew that and he stated that he was first on scene at my accident and was helping me remove the glass from my tongue.
Wow.
Nuts.
He stayed with me until the ambulance got there. He said I wasn't conscious. I was just amazed that after 20 years, someone would remember that exact moment and person.
Yeah. What are the chances?
What are the chances?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Coincidences.
She's last memory is trying to get the glass out of her tongue. She walks into a hospital in the middle of Country Vic.
No,
she didn't walk in.
All right.
She was working, perhaps, as a receptionist.
She's working at a hospital in Country Vic.
Who said it's at a hospital? So he came in for an appointment. She could be working at a mechanic.
That you just read.
She could be a hairdresser.
All right. She's doing something in a town in Country Victoria. Yes. An old mate walks in and straight away goes, "You were in an accident 20 years ago.
What are the chances?
What are the chances? I mean, who would remember anyone from 20 years ago? I can't even remember myself. Honestly, if you pop someone up from 20 years ago in my timeline, I would be like, g'day, how you going?
Yeah. I remember myself 20 years ago. What was I doing? I would have been in grade 6.
Looked at me.
Grade 6. I mean, I'm...
No, yeah, grade 6.
We have Rob.
How are we?
Never better, mate.
Fantastic.
What are the chances?
I was in Las Vegas about 10 or 11 years ago on July 4th, which is obviously one of the biggest holidays in the state.
Yeah.
There was about 100,000 people outside on the strip watching the fireworks.
Mm.
And I heard this Aussie accent close by, so, you know, sort of said, "Hi, how are you going, where are you from," all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Got chatting to the girl, and she ended up living in the house directly behind me, and I'd never met her before.
What a chance.
Love that.
You're just talking addresses eventually, and she says, "Oh, I lived here."
Yeah. Mentioned the same suburb, and I said, "Oh yeah, what street?" She mentioned street, and I said, oh, I'm in the street. But I ended up, yeah, working out. She was directly behind me, and I'd never seen her before, never met her.
Wow.
Unbelievable. It's like my What Are the Chances with the girl that lived in the same flat as us when we used to live in London as kids.
Oh, that's right.
Have I not told you that story?
Yes, you have.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
You
must have. I met her out. She was at our house,
yes,
out
that's
on the
right.
deck.
That's right.
We got talking. Oh, yeah.
I lived in COVID.
Yeah, it was exactly that. It was like, what number are you? I went and rang Mum. I said, Mum, what was the number of our flat? She lived below us.
That's amazing.
She's on my back deck.
Could hear you walking around.
I couldn't believe it.
Hey, Nick.
Sitting at work and was chatting with a mate who I've been working with for a couple of years, and we started talking about some old family that lived in a town called Tarleton out that Mallyway. And we were chatting away, and then we started swapping kind of surname, main surnames of our grandmothers.
Mm.
And long story short, we worked out that our great-great-grandfathers were brothers.
No
wow.
way.
That's right. And we'd been sitting 4 metres apart.
At work.
At work for 2 years.
Unreal.
That's great.
So, yeah. It was unbelievable.
So what does that make you and him?
We think kind of third or fourth cousins.
Right, I can never, once you get past first cousins, you lose me. I just don't get it.
But
having said that, Nick, I don't understand immediate family either, you know what I mean?
The Marty Shigold Show.
It's only time for my favourite segment ever.
Wow.
The History of Furniture.
It's been a long time since we've done this.
May 26 is the last time we did the History of Furniture.
So was that 6 months?
It feels right.
Almost.
Every time we do it. I mean, I'm not going to pretend it doesn't struggle on the phones, DC. I'm not an idiot. I know what's happening. But when you get a good call, like, for example, the guy who rang up with the coins last time.
Oh, yeah.
That had come off a wreck. I mean, that one blew me away.
Or the gates from Pentridge.
That was good.
What about the guy that had recommissioned the gates from Pentridge? What about this one? Will's got the message. Go through it, Will, because it's one of the great History of Furniture pieces I think we've ever discussed.
Yes, at Marty Shear Gold Show. Thank you to Tyler for sending it through. Hey, Shig Picking Crew. Long time, first time.
It's really caught on, hasn't it?
Unfortunately, it has.
Shig Pig in the Shiglets. Yeah.
I listen to the potty every morning from Perth as I ride to work.
How lovely.
On yesterday's potty, so this is referring to a podcast from last week, you guys were talking about historic furniture. Not sure if this qualifies, but we have Adam Gilchrist's fireplace at our home. The builder of the house renovated Gillies Beach House down south on your legends.
Tyler. He's obviously kept the fireplace.
He sent through a photo. You can see it on
the
page.
And there's the photo there. It's an old-fashioned Canara that Gilly used to own. I mean, that's magical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is almost the definition of the history of furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It continues.
Oh, no, that's a different one. Okay. That's the table one.
Which one am I doing?
You can do that one.
A mid-century modern furniture collectible dealer based in Sydney discovered $50,000 inside an extendable table. Family members asked him to take some furniture when their mother was put into a home. I'm staring at the table, which is from the 60s, from Yugoslavia.
Mm.
I mean, how's that for a little bit of added history?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I wonder why it's permanently in the extended position. I slide open one end and there was bundles of money filled to the top. And there's the photo of it. Look at it. It's chockers with $50 notes.
What a great find.
Mm-hmm.
The owner is 93 years old with dementia and went into a nursing home 3 months ago. Probably doesn't even remember.
No.
I'd keep that money because I don't think old mate's going to miss it.
Well, apparently she left a note. That's meant to be opened after she's dead, but she's not dead yet.
You could open it early.
I think you could, maybe.
I don't think you need to wait till she's dead. Man, we're going to open your note now.
You have an interesting history of furniture? Call us if you do.
Please. Jesse, what have you got?
My house is actually built from trusses that are from the wharf at Sydney Harbour Bridge there.
Oh, that's great. That'll do me, Jesse. What a fantastic... History of Furniture.
Very good. Great one.
This is just next level.
Another one. Tony.
Hello, Hi, Tony.
Hey, how are you? How you doing?
Wonderful, mate.
I got a good one. My old boss, he bought the bar at the Southern Cross Hotel before it got demolished where the Beatles used to sit at when they came to Melbourne.
Unbelievable.
That.
I mean, you don't really get better than that.
He's got the bar that the Beatles used to sit at.
The Beatles.
Yeah, so they stayed at the Southern Cross, and every evening at nighttime they used to go down for drinks and that.
Yeah.
So when they demolished the place, he bought the bar.
He got the bar.
Yeah, I don't know what he's done with it, if he's assembled it or he's still got it in storage, but yeah, he bought that.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
You happy now, Will?
That's the highest the bar has been set.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Now it's time for Lauren's Little Quiz. It's Cinemasaurus.
Lauren's idea, Quizmaster Will, because Will's too good at this, so he's been taken out of the competition.
We've had to remove Will from all games.
Yeah, we have.
Explain how this one works.
You don't want to?
No.
You're so good at explaining the games, Marty.
We've got the 8 o'clock news to get to, Will, so if you wouldn't mind.
It used to be films, but now I will read out the title of a song with every word changed via a thesaurus. Yell out the answer if you think of no. Best of 5, first to 3 between Marty and Lauren. And there is a theme.
Are we ever going back to films?
I'd love to go back to films.
Or what else could we do? Songs, bands. Films, bands. Good one.
TV shows.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole world of stuff we haven't explored here.
Thesaurus games.
We've done Suburbasaurus.
I loved Suburbasaurus.
I kind of exhausted that, though.
I didn't have a long run.
No. Okay.
Today's theme, because we discovered that yesterday, November 23, 1889, was the first jukebox.
Oh, my God.
I found an article from 1990 in the LA Times of the top 10 jukebox songs of all time.
Oh, wow.
This is good.
This is really good, Will.
It's a bit nostalgic.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now,
question one.
Are these from all time, not like the 80s? It's all time jukebox.
Yeah, so they're old school songs.
Okay. Pre-1990.
Yeah. Definitely. No, it's well
obviously. Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Songs that were big in the jukebox era.
Okay.
Question one. Harass Mutt.
Hand dog.
Yes, correct.
Oh, hand dog. Love Mutt.
That is a jukebox classic.
I thought you said morph.
Well, you're not crumpets. Well, you ain't never gonna
rap it. Came in number one.
Good one.
Came in number one.
Yeah.
You
I'm
opened
surprised.
With the number one song?
Yep.
Okay, you don't understand lists.
I've just
but
gone
what if
chronologically.
We, what if we didn't get to the number one because,
exactly.
you know.
All right.
Maybe you don't understand lists.
Oh, no,
Marty gets lists.
I doubt it, mate.
Point on the board for Loza.
Question two. Stone about the timepiece.
Rock around the clock.
Lauren is on fire.
That could be your best answer ever. I'm in trouble. Already.
You're in big trouble.
I haven't won for a few weeks, haven't
you? Yeah, I think you've gone back to back.
Okay. What's the overall head-to-head score?
There's been too many machinations. Too many.
I haven't got that info.
Because Will and I played. No, you and Will played for a long time.
That was awful.
That was really bad. I think you won one musical.
That was terrible. I won musicals.
Yeah.
I played Matt once. I played David Woywood
Matt
once.
Oh, was awful.
Oh, Woywood. Yeah,
we played
Listeners. Oh, that's right. You played Woywood.
Yeah.
God, what a year. Where's it all gone?
Marty, you got to concentrate. You got to get this one.
Come on,
Marty. Here we go. No, good call.
Question three. Perching on the harbour of
Sitting
the Ford.
Sitting on the dock of the boat.
Oh, he's got it. Yes, he's back. Just gonna sit on the dock of the bay. Point on the board.
Your favourite song,
yeah, it is.
I know another version of this.
Yeah,
have you heard it?
Have you heard that one?
How does that go?
It's just a sounder like that.
Perching on the harbour of the fjord was where I was going.
Oh, good.
Thought you would have had it by then. This is a fun one. Question four. Lauren on two, Marty on one. I ascertained it via the wine bearing.
I heard it on the grapevine.
Oh, I think I have to give it to Loz. Lauren wins.
Loza! Well done. I almost took it to a tiebreaker.
I should have let you. No, I would never.
No, and I should have concentrated earlier.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
How did you hurt your boss?
Yeah, how did you hurt your boss? I mean, you'd have a little chuckle, I would have thought. You know, everyone has sort of fantasies of hurting their boss in some way, shape or form at some point in your life.
Not intentional. This is accidental.
Yeah. Yes, you do, Will.
Okay, Will, you do.
You do.
Wycliffe,
you're my boss.
Yeah. Who's your boss?
Isn't it you?
No. I'm one of your bosses. Wycliffe Jean. Wycliffe Jean, who's a rapper from such hits as...
Oh, Troy. This one here with Shakira. I can see your body moving and it's driving me crazy. Hips don't lie.
Is that what that is?
No, it's not.
I think it is called Hips Don't Lie. Okay. What's it called?
I don't know. You can dance like this. You make a man want to speak Spanish.
It is. It's Hips Don't Lie. I've just had confirmation. It's Hips Don't Lie.
Oh, it is. Shit, no, it's not.
You were so certain it wasn't. Make a woman go
mad. It's not.
Fact check.
That's it.
I just sat out of that because it was perfect. It was perfect, Loz.
Oh my God.
I loved it. I loved how sure you were that it was. Yeah, so certain
she was
about that.
Gaslighting me. I was so confident.
You were confident? Troy's reading it off the screen. DC's like, oh, nodding. I mean, I knew it was Hips Don't Lie and I don't even know the song.
Not according to Loz.
I just want to disagree.
Anyway,
wow.
Wycliffe was doing a corporate for Range Rover and he's decided to pick the CEO up and whack him on his shoulders. And as you can imagine, it didn't end well.
No.
Eberhardt, the bloke who's the CEO, has just face planted the floor.
Oh.
Absolutely
embarrassing for everybody.
Chewing tiles. I reckon he wasn't hurt, but he had to leave the party early.
Yes. How did you hurt your boss?
We had Kerry call. He electrocuted his boss. He couldn't talk to us, but he left this story for us. Working in a factory, asked him to change the plug over, and his boss is colorblind, and he did it wrong, and he went to turn it on and nearly killed him.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. That's the boss's fault.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't start mucking around with plugs if you can't read colours.
He's colourblind.
That's right. Clint, what happened?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Clint, how are you?
Yeah, good. I was a chippy apprentice working for my dad. My dad was my boss. And, he was walking around the bottom. He went to the toilet, and then I threw a piece of timber off the roof and hit him straight in the head and knocked him out.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
It would have gone down well. It would have gone down well at home, Clint.
Yeah, he definitely went down, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Jesus, you nearly killed him, Clint.
Is it Hikey?
Yes, it is Hikey.
Hikey, what an unusual name.
Well, it's actually Hiker, like Hitchhiker.
Oh, like Hiker, but you're just called Hikey. What part of the world are you from, Hikey?
Pardon?
What part of the world are you from?
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt?
Germany.
Germany.
Yeah, Germany, the little boys.
Well, I don't know if I heard him, but he was not nice to me one day. He actually gave me the shits, and I thought, karma will happen.
Yes.
And one morning, he asked me to get him the morning tea from the bakery.
Sure.
And in Germany, you eat tartar. You know what tartar is?
No, I don't, Heike.
Like raw mincemeat on a bread roll.
Oh, tartar. Oh, yeah. Oh, tartar. Yeah,
tartar.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wanted that. So before I gave it to him, I prepared it a little bit with laxative out of a bottle.
Heike.
So it was half a bottle, and well, he gave me the shits, I gave him the shits, believe me.
Is this a stitch? So,
is this Ben Fordham?
I didn't understand a word of it. I did.
Why didn't you?
You're so multi-talented, you should understand.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Everybody's
talking. You can get in touch with the show anytime. I don't hear words. Through the social world. Well, through Insta, actually, at Marty Sheargold Show.
Or you can always contact Loz directly on the Loz line. 0457 051 051.
Yeah. Especially if you think I may have missed a fact check, because sometimes I'm engaged in conversation and I miss these things.
I've seen a lot of talking between Will and Troy, so I'm assuming something big's about to happen.
There's a bit going on here, isn't there, for the social?
Yeah. There is a very... Actually, Loz, could you pull up the WhatsApp? Because I need to show the whole group a photo.
Oh, how wonderful.
Don't sigh.
Well, I can't reach the keyboard because I have a noni on my lap.
So we just got sent a photo this morning. It's very funny, from Cinnamon Bun. And I don't know their name, but that's the account by which the photo has been sent from.
Cinnamon buns.
It'll be up on our Instagram now, at Marty Shear Gold Show. And it's a very funny Photoshop job, which always amuses me. And it's everybody loves Shigsy. And here is the photo, as you can see.
Everybody loves Shigsy. Ew, they used my ugly bung iPhone.
They used your sleepy eye photo. And there's Troy. Oh, my God. Troy. Troy is Ray Romano's brother.
Yeah.
Robert.
And Matthew is the grandfather. Yeah. Will is the grandmother.
Yep.
Lauren is the wife.
And Deborah.
I am Raymond.
Yes.
Now, I don't normally look like that. It's a photo I put up in jest, may I just say.
It's going to get used forever now.
It will. It's very funny.
It's a funny photo.
Funny.
Yeah.
You look like you've just woken up.
So jump on the socials if you want to see that one.
There.
Mate, hey. You with hair. Look at you.
I know.
I know. Oh, God, I wish I had hair sometimes.
No.
Lovely
because
jacket.
Troy came in with a new haircut this morning. I thought, how wonderful.
You've got to get your haircut.
But then you have to do it every month.
I know. I'd like to do it once.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want hair, really. But I like the idea of hair.
Yeah, of course.
I remember what hair was like.
Yeah. We've seen photos.
Mm. I mean, it's on your face.
I mean, I've still got hair.
You'll remember our good friend Justin on the socials who sent through a video of The Exorcist with voices of Troy and Lauren that had been dubbed on top of it.
Good fun.
He sent through another.
Has he?
And this is now with Jerry Maguire, and here's how it sounds.
You complete me.
Daddy?
No, just... Had.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at...
So you can also...
That feels like an in-joke to a lot of our listeners who would be like, why do they think that's so funny? But there is a whole history of this on our Instagram page.
There, you can see that on the socials as well.
It's very funny. And that gentleman is very creative.
Yes. He is. And finally, this is one from Luke. A lot of people got in touch with us with the same thing. A fact check for yesterday's song, Asaurus, referring to Wednesday.
Okay.
Yes, Lauren got the name of the song first, but... Troy, if we just listen to the replay.
Yeah.
Lauren on two, Marty on one.
Uh-oh.
I ascertained it via the wine bearing.
I heard it on the grapevine.
Oh. I think I have to give it to Lauren.
Because I heard it through the grapevine.
You both said the same answer. I heard it on the grapevine.
True.
The answer is through, which means, Troy.
Yes.
We've got to finish Songosaurus.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're kidding.
Lauren's on two, Marty is on one, and here are the ones we didn't get to.
Oh, this is fantastic. Oh, you weren't expecting this, Lozza.
What a fun surprise for a Friday.
So much like
it really is.
We shan't be beaten.
Yeah.
We can't be beaten.
Yeah. If you didn't accept we shan't be beaten, you can't expect we heard it on the grapevine.
It's actually just the wrong answer.
It is.
Yeah.
All right,
so
here we go.
Remember, these are jukebox songs, songs from the jukebox era.
Because the first jukebox was invented on Wednesday. In like 18,
Tuesday.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, something like that. Here we go. For the win for Lauren, Marty to get back in it.
Okay.
Mature, Hour, Boulder and Bun.
All Time Rock and Roll.
Yes, Lauren wins it. Got it. A subdued celebration with Noni and Mila.
Good fun.
That's the socials. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shigold Show.
The Marty Shigold Show.
This is a crazy story of just sometimes when children just excel. And this child not only excelled but saved his mother's life. A three-year-old boy from the West Midlands in the UK, doesn't it sound awful, dialed police after his mum fell unconscious, having picked up the skill from a YouTube cartoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. So he's watched a bit of YouTube and seen someone ring the police.
He said, I'll do that.
I'll do that. Toddler Thomas Boffey dialed 999, which is the equivalent of our 000, after his mum, Kaylee Boffey, fell down the stairs, hitting her head and losing consciousness. God,
wow.
3 years old and so you can't wake your mum up.
Yeah, terrifying.
You'd be beside yourself.
Absolutely.
Because he'd watched RoboCar Polly, which is an animated kids show from South Korea, of all places. Mm. It features a police car, an ambulance and a fire engine. Boffey knew to call 999.
Unbelievable.
Very clever kid.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Boffey spoke to the operator.
My name's Morgan. What's your name?
Morgan.
What's your name?
Thomas.
And how old are you? Are you two or are you three?
Three.
Three.
He missed an opportunity to say he was 26 then. He's not thinking comedy, Will.
No.
If you're going to do it, you've always got to think it.
Could have been a really funny grab.
He could have really, really spun her out then and gone, 26. Yes. She would have loved it. I mean, there's some stress around the situation, but you can still have fun. Mm-hmm. He was then able to put his semi-conscious mother, Kaylee, on the line.
Can you walk up the stairs to Mummy or not? Yes. Can I speak to Mummy? So please.
I fell down.
You've fallen down the stairs?
Yeah. Oh,
that was the mum.
That was the mum.
She sounded not well at all.
No.
She ended up in hospital being treated for knee, ankle, shoulder and hip injuries.
Oh.
She might have been banging it on.
Do you think?
No, he doesn't.
The Marty Shugold Show. The Marty Shugold Show. Week in review.
Are you scoring, Matthew? Shouted at Matthew like he was my great grandmother. Yeah. Have you had your chicken, Nan?
Maybe.
Eat your chicken. Nan can't hear me. Can you ask Nan to eat it?
Nan, can you eat your chook?
Chook.
Now Christmas is coming.
You know, I make my father's Christmas pudding now.
Do you?
Yes. They're the most dense, crazy things in the world.
And you serve it with custard.
Yes. Yeah, and brandy hard sauce.
Brandy hard sauce?
Yeah. Have you never had brandy hard sauce? Okay, come sit over here and I'll show you.
And apart from cooking, Marty is flying people away.
Congratulations, Shane. Where do you want to go?
Oh, you bloody ripper. I want to go to Darwin.
Where do you want to go, Andrew?
The Sunshine Coast.
Nah. Go wherever you like.
Yes.
Where do you want to go, mate?
Mate, I can't wait to get up to Queensland.
All right, go, Brandon.
Where do you want to go?
Far North Queensland.
Well, just go there, Dave. Where would you like to go, Janet?
Esperance.
You can have it to yourself. I've got no interest in Esperance. Siobhan, where would you like to go?
I'd love to go to Queensland, please.
Go there,
Siobhan. Sure. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Just go. Stop talking.
That's probably some advice Troy should have taken.
You only narrowly missed out then.
It's the first time I've seen Troy angry at a game.
You were good. You were very good.
Still so composed. With that one. I definitely got in.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to I'd save you going to the tape on one a little bit closer than that.
And here's some more advice. Don't let Heike make your lunch.
Did you hurt your boss?
He was not nice to me one day. He actually gave me the shit. Yes. One morning, he asked me to get him the morning tea. And in Germany, you eat tartar like raw mincemeat on a bread roll.
Oh, tartar. Oh, yeah. Oh, tartar. Yeah,
tartar. So before I gave it to him, I prepared it a little bit with laxative.
Oh, wow. Heike.
Well, he gave me the shit. I gave him the shit. Believe me.
I didn't understand a word of it. I did.
Why didn't you? You're so multi-talented. You should understand.
Now, if you want the facts, the Marty Shugold Show has them. You just probably want to check them.
November the 23rd. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be a cracker in Melbourne.
26 degrees for a top.
Ooh, 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 ooh. That'd be our hottest day since last summer.
Nah. It was 27 degrees on the 22nd of October.
Oh wow.
And it was 29 on the 2nd of November.
Was it?
I knew it!
All right, I will rephrase it. It's the third hottest day since summer.
It was 26.9 4 days ago.
That's not right.
Marty doesn't go outside.
Any more takers? I have four, ladies and gentlemen.
It was 28.
Welcome to the neighbourhood.
It was 28 degrees on the 28th of October.
I have five. Any takers on five?
Now, I tried to find out what was on the first ever jukebox. I couldn't find it, but some information. It's a bit of a fun thing.
Okay, good.
It was first called the Nickel in the Slot Phonograph.
I think I went to school with it.
It was powered
by... She was an old friend of my brother. 1992, Aladdin is released in cinemas.
Remember when Will and I recreated this and you tried to be a part of it too?
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
When we had karaoke. No, you were great. You were Jafar.
I mean, I thought I was a part of it.
You were a part of it. I hope not.
Is that why you were sitting on me? Wycliffe Jean, who's a rapper from such hits as...
Oh, this one here with Shakira. I can see your body moving and it's driving me crazy. And hips don't lie.
Is that what that is?
No, it's not.
think it is called Hips Don't Lie.
Okay.
What's it called?
I don't know. You can dance like this. You make a man want to speak Spanish.
It is. It's Hips Don't Lie. I've just had confirmation. It's Hips Don't Lie.
Oh, it is.
You were so certain it wasn't.
It's not.
Put it in fact check.
That's it.
I just sat out of that because it was perfect. It was perfect, Loz.
Oh, my God.
I loved it. I loved how sure you were that it was.
So certain
she was
about that.
She's gaslighting me. I was so confident.
You were confident? Troy's reading it off the screen. DC's like, oh, nodding. I mean, I knew it was Hips Don't Lie. And I don't even know the song.
Not according to Loz.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shigold Show.
I just want to disagree. You know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction.
The Marty Shigold Show. Back Monday from 6. Thanks for listening to the Marty Shigold Show podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, this Christmas, pick up a fragrance for a loved one from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.